From the Tailwind offices in Tempe, Arizona, today is July 29th, and this is your weekly Digital Minute. I'm Mackenzie Nance.
And I'm David Erickson.
And we're your hosts on this week's briefing. Now, without further ado, here are some of the big stories of the last week. Pinterest has consistently proven that they want to be the top marketing tool, and to do so, they're constantly growing the platform as a self-serve platform. This week, it was announced through a blog post on the Pinterest newsroom that the recently developed mobile ad tools will be available for businesses to reach pinners across the globe. Businesses will now be able to promote pins from their mobile device simply by choosing a pin from their business profile, choosing your custom or automated targeting settings, and then setting quickly to your budget, ad duration, and billing information. After that, you'll be good to go, all from your phone. From the mobile ad tools, you'll also be able to adjust budgets on the fly, pause and start ads, and edit URL destinations as well. To someone disconnected from the marketing landscape, this may not seem especially important, but in actuality, this is very exciting for the marketing community. This really eliminates the amount of resources you need to successfully launch and edit campaigns, and instead provides an easy access, on-the-go, model-layered in one of the biggest social marketplaces in the world. An example from this comes from a real testimonial provided by Pinterest in which the company saw an increase of over 4,000% in daily engagements since beginning to utilize the mobile tools to set and monitor their ads. Pinterest is driving traffic at an incredibly high rate lately, and these tools should be a plus to any business looking to grow their awareness through the medium.
Pinterest isn't the only social media marketing making bigger moves. Per their quarterly earnings report, it can also be inferred that Facebook is still experiencing strong ad revenue growth across its platforms. In fact, that growth of 28% year-over-year is actually one of the biggest jumps Facebook has ever experienced. Cited as two of the biggest factors are their North American and Asian markets, which both experienced a 30%+ growth in quarter two alone. Now, those metrics are great, but I know some of our listeners are wondering at this point, what does that even mean? Well, to put it in a dollar value, Facebook earned over $16.6 billion in revenue in quarter two alone. Not to mention they did so while offering marketers a lower price and better result in terms of impression share. In spite of Facebook's claims that they have had to slow down product development, it seems that they are continually improving their platforms for advertisers and users to connect with brands. Considering the speculations that e-commerce was a declining practice, I think this solidifies social marketing's role as a revenue-generating powerhouse. To close on a fun search engine-related story, Google unveiled their new Swipe to Visit feature for Google Images last Thursday. This feature now allows users to swipe up when loading a picture off Google Images to be taken to the respective site directly and immediately. Utilizing AMP's pre-rendering technology, Google displays a portion of the site below an image that is pre-loading the full site, so if users want to, they can instantly click into the landing page of the assigned image. Publishers that already support AMP won't need to make any additional steps to apply this feature to their images. Publishers that do not, however, will need to set up AMP pages for their site to begin taking advantage. Considering that visual searches allow users opportunities to vet what looks appealing and what doesn't, this gives sites a chance to pull users directly in from what they are already looking into. From an SEO perspective, this provides a perfect opportunity to use all the alt text metadata of images to really structure image keywords to bring people in. We'd expect to see spikes in traffic from AMP pages and are looking forward to utilizing this to help our clients grow their organic traffic.
Well, that about covers it for the week's edition of the Digital Minute. To learn more about some of the topics we've covered today, join us over at findyourtailwind.com/blog for a full transcription of the Digital Minute, as well as links to further resources and information. Until next week, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm David Erickson.
Thanks for listening.